Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mulberry Creek Hour. I'm Josh Morgan.
And I'm Vicki Morgan, and we are at Mulberry Creek, hence the name. So, welcome back, and if you are listening on CHMR, you are probably listening from home? I don't know. Let's not talk about that. There's really, I'm so overfilled with that stuff, so we're not even going to talk about what's going on in the world. We are going to talk about positive things and all the great things people are doing for their wellness, mental wellness.
Here's a positive thing. We're recording our show in our basement. We don't have to leave the house to record our show. It's not that we can't leave our house, it's that we don't have to.
That's exactly right. We're finding a whole bunch of ways to do the things that we do from home. I would have considered us a home-based business before all this, but we are producing our show, we're producing our other podcast, and we are hosting an online open mic on Friday nights. I mean, we're doing all of it, and we're not even...
We're doing an open mic from our house on Facebook that anybody can tune into and participate and watch and everything.
That is... Talk about serendipity, because we had been doing in-person coffee houses, and they were going really, really well, but it was a lot of work for about just the two of us, and wrangling a couple of kids, and it got to be... I mean, we probably would have kept doing it, but the online way is... really taken off, and all these concerts that all these amazing artists are doing is really paving the way. So I think long after this whole mess is over, we should keep doing online stuff, because it's really nice to hear what people are working on and to have them sharing tunes. And I'm seeing a whole lot of people saying, I don't usually do this. Well, you should be doing it more, because it's fun.
Yeah, it has been a lot of fun. And we'll do another one this coming Friday. Okay. If you haven't seen it or participated yet, go check out Oops Coffee House, the group on Facebook, OOPS Coffee House. We have an event that we're doing on Fridays, and you can just go on our group and hit live and play a couple songs or watch other people play songs and just have some fun.
Yes, and of course it's Oops for a number of different reasons, but the most important one is that it's okay to make mistakes, so you don't need to be a polished professional to come on and share. That's kind of the whole point. And we, I'm going to say on purpose, make lots of mistakes to make you feel better. We're here for you.
Yeah, that's why we do it.
Yeah.
So we got a pretty fun show today. We are going to have some new Mulberry Creek music. Mm-hmm. We have a musician in the studio, Grace Shears, who's so going to do an interview. We're going to talk about where she's going to do some music. We're going to talk about mental health and music and how it's all intertwined and how it's working for her.
I'm excited about Grace because she's found a way to help a bunch of people. She does. I'm not really sure what her plan is now that all this stuff is going on, but she has been providing a support group in St. John's, Newfoundland for people who have. Well, you don't really need to have PTSD. It's mental health
Health support group.
And her focus is on post-traumatic growth. So if you don't know what that is, I'd advise you to stick around for a little
She'll
while.
She'll tell us all about it.
She is really good at what she's doing, and she's helping a whole lot of people. And she's a very talented musician. So she's going to share some tunes with us. And what else have we got? Oh, also, before we go any further, if you would like to be a guest on the Mulberry Creek Hour with us, we can interview you remotely. We found this really neat app called Zoom, and it doesn't cost anything for you. We just send you an invite over email, and if you can sit down in front of your webcam or your phone even works. It's an app. You can put the app on your phone as well, and we just talk to you from there, and we record it right from our house, and
you can play a few tunes on there if you want. So send us a message on the Mulberry Creek Hour Facebook page and let us know if you want to be on, and
that's love it.
To hear from other musicians that are in the area, in the province,
well,
in the country, in any
anywhere,
international.
With an internet connection, with a Wi-Fi connection. We are nothing if not flexible and adaptable, because this is it. Things are changing, and I think as bad as they seem at the moment, they're getting better. People are talking more and they're connecting more. And social media, you know, even though they're using mining all of our information for marketing, there's a lot of benefits to social media. And it really... It helps a lot of people. You'd be very surprised at how many people stay connected. I know when we were living away, a lot of people...
it can be a positive.
It really can be. So let's take back social media and make it the thing that it should be, the positive thing. And I don't know, maybe think twice before the doom and gloom posts. I don't know. I don't mean to be preachy or anything, but geez, I've had enough of that stuff. So we're going to try to fill that Facebook feed with positive stuff. And yeah, and one of those things, of course, is this podcast is available. It's a radio show, but it's super easy to turn it into a podcast and post it online so you can listen to this in the comfort of your bathroom if you want to at 4 o'clock in the morning. We don't know your life. We don't judge.
So now we're on Stitcher and Spotify and Google Play Podcasts and iTunes. And you can go right to the Libsyn website and download it if you want use the browser. So yeah, we're all over the place.
And don't be shy. If you have a question like... I don't know, Facebook Live doesn't seem to be an option on your phone, or if you don't know how to download the podcast and you'd like to listen to it, or if it's taking up space on your phone, or get in touch about those things. Send us a question. It's not a problem for us to answer those things. And maybe
we have lots of time on our hands now.
Lots of time.
We're gonna play a new song.
Yes.
Let's do a new song.
I guess
a new Mulberry Creek song.
There's no more avoiding it. I am sharing. This is what I do now. I'm a musician. We have started a band. And I guess we share music, so.
Yeah. So what's this song that we're gonna play?
Well,
brand
this
new
one
Mulberry Creek song
is another birthing brainchild that came out of the Sean Painting songwriting class, and it is about a thing that happened one time in a little tiny town on the coast of Newfoundland, and I don't know, just sort of changed my life. That's all. Just no big deal. It's just life changing.
So this is written by Vicky Morgan.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
It is called, well, I called it Happy Place, but my friend Jeremy said that he thought Softer Space was a better name, and I do everything Jeremy tells me. So
let's put it to the listeners. Send us a message. Tell us what you think the name of this song should be.
Yes, and the winner will either see the name of the song changed, or you'll get a free hat or something like that.
Yeah,
we'll send you a gift.
We don't have Mulberry Creek Hour hats. We'll just send you a random hat that we have lying around our house.
Just a hat. Or a CD. We'll send you a CD of somebody else's work because we don't have a CD made yet.
Okay, so this is Happy Place by Mulberry Creek.
Gentle lover's hands and the memory of your face.
So that was Happy Place by Mulberry Creek. And now Vicky wrote that song. What was that about? Let's talk about it. Let's dig into your songwriting.
Peel back the layers. About? Well, it was about a specific thing that happened in my life where I got to perform a song with my probably all-time favorite. I mean, there's Ron Hines as my all-time favorite, and God rest his soul. And then I think shortly after that would be Alan Doyle, who was my favorite human being, probably, and musician. And happened to be in the right place at the exact right time and got to perform my favorite Alan Doyle song with Alan Doyle. And I'd like to think that lots of people drive around town and listen to their favorite musician and just imagine what it would be like to, you know, get called up on stage, or one of these days, you know, in a different life, I'd be a musician or I'd be
I think
a
that's
band.
A pretty common feeling to picture yourself singing with Bon Jovi or whoever you hear on the radio. And
I think Alan Doyle would love to know that you put him in the same sentence
as Alan
Bon
Doyle,
Jovi.
Ron Hines, and Bon Jovi.
Yes, Ron Bon Jovi.
Ron Bon Hines Jovi.
So, so I went ahead, I'm trying some new things, and one of it is sharing what I'm writing. Because, you know, you write these things at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning in the dingy annals of your basement, and you know, most people probably never hear it. And so I'm trying something brand new because art is really, it becomes art when you share it. So I went ahead and played it at the coffee house last week, and then we cut that video and I posted it on YouTube. And then I went berserko and I sent it to Alan Doyle.
What?
Yeah, I did.
I bet he was happy to hear a song written about something that he inspired.
Well, I'd like to think that...
That's a pretty positive thing.
Exactly. And in these times, and any time really, but now more than ever, I think it's important to share those positive things. You know, when you're thinking about something good, you know, someone crosses your mind, and you send them a message and say, hey, I was just thinking about you. I think that's a good thing. We should do more of that. So anyway, I'm getting off track. I did tweet at Alan Doyle, and he wrote back immediately and said, that's wicked. Want to be in my band? Let's go on tour when all this is cleared up.
I missed that tweet.
Yeah, it didn't actually happen. It was met with resounding silence, but at some point when he's...
It's still a positive thing to put out there. That's a good thing.
You know, the possibility is out there that he could hear it. And that makes my heart happy that he did something really, really great for me that started my music career. And it was shortly after that a local bar owner here in St. John's saw the video of that performance out in around the bay with Alan, and got in touch and said, would you like to come play a paid gig downtown?
That was pretty awesome.
It was very, very, very exciting. And wouldn't you know, when I got that message from Donnie Murr, who owns the Black Sheep in St. John's, fantastic establishment, I was actually at a video shoot with Dean Brody and Alan Doyle. I actually happened to be standing next to Alan when I got that message. And so I called him over and I said, you're not going to believe it. I just got my first paying gig and it's completely your doing. And he said, or it might be my fault. You might blame me for getting you into music.
Now you're hooked.
But he said, now you're hooked. And he's right. Because just 3-4 days later, I wrote my very first song. It was called Lonely Strings, and recorded it with Sean Panting, and was on Rogers TV about a month after that, performing it. So this is how stuff happens. People who are in those positions, when they, you know, give you a hand or give you a leg up or whatever you want to call it, it can really launch things. You really don't know the power that it has to be kind to be somebody, to be kind to someone. You don't know what kind of an impact it's going to have on their life. So I'm just going to one more time, or probably a million more times, I just want to tell Alan Doyle thank you very much for that experience and for singing Lover's Hands with me and for really launching my music career. So
that was what Happy Place was all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And it's still my happy place. Now my happy place is tour. I want to go on tour.
We're going to go on tour.
Mulberry Creek is available to go on tour with Alan Doyle. Doesn't have to be this year. I know he's booked up for this year, but you know, 5-10 years down the road, we'll still be playing. He'll still be playing, and you never know.
Yeah,
if you don't say it out loud, now that I said it out loud, it'll probably happen. So coming up, of course, stay tuned. We have a really fantastic interview with Grace Shears, who is the
facilitator
behind the Pathways to Better Days PTSD support group that happens here in St. John's. And Grace has also adjusted her sales a little bit since this whole pandemic has started. She has started an online support network, and it's exploded. It has absolutely exploded. And so you can check her out on Facebook as well. But you really want to listen to some of the songs that Grace has done, because she's a very, very talented musician.
It should be a good interview. Yeah.
She has. She really brings together the mental wellness and the post-traumatic growth aspects of these diagnoses that can be so debilitating to people. And it's it can be very devastating to hear that you have something, you know, going on mentally. And I know a lot of people have said to me that they wonder what's left for their life, because you can get this diagnosis at a very early age, and then you've got another 30, 40 years ahead of you. What are you supposed to do with that time? So so the more people that are trying creative things, the better. And it's the more we can provide safe, supportive spaces for people to share those creative things, is I think that makes the world a bit of a better place. So
we can hear, I'm sure the listeners can hear, like we said, we're at home in our basement recording, and our kids are upstairs playing, which is awesome to hear. And I think that might be a sign that it's time to take a break and then come back with the interview.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yep.
Stir, the more you know. We'll be right back.
So we'll be back, and we'll have a little break and some messages, and then we'll come back and interview Grace Shears, and we'll see you shortly.
Did you know that Mulberry Creek hosts an online open mic?
Join us on Friday nights for the Oops Online Coffee House.
Go to the Oops Coffee House group on Facebook, click join, go live, and play a few tunes with us.
We'll be playing some covers, some traditional music, and some of our own stuff.
And as always, it's okay to make mistakes. That's why it's called Oops Coffee House.
Join us every Friday night on the Oops Coffee House group for a virtual open mic hosted by Mulberry Creek.
All right, welcome back to the Mulberry Creek Hour here at CHMR. I'm Josh Morgan.
And I'm Vicki Morgan.
And we have in studio with us another lovely local musician.
We are so thrilled to have Grace Shears with us. Grace,
hi,
thanks
everyone.
For being on the Mulberry Creek Hour. So, Grace, let me tell you how I met Grace. Grace is the beauty and brains behind the Pathways to Healing PTSD support group that happens here in St. John's. That's how we met.
Thank you.
And tell me about that group. Tell me how that idea started.
Wow. Well, back probably over a year and a half ago, I was looking at doing some training through a lady named Marissa Peer, rapid transformational therapy training, and was looking at trying to get funding, and then started, you know, wanted to really focus on helping people with PTSD, especially fellow veterans, first responders, people on the front line. Like, I just really recognized that those people needed a little extra help, since they're taking one for us most of the time,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Absolutely.
And so then I, my path, sometimes as it does, just kind of went on a whole 180, and the next thing I was taking psychological first aid instructor training through the Red Cross, and that's kind of led me down this journey to starting a group, because there was just no support groups that didn't, you know, on the research as I looked, just couldn't find any.
So in your research, what is available? What like, I know once you go past the overpass outside of St. John's, there's nothing.
No.
And here in St. John's, you would think in this thriving metropolis, there'd be tons of support, especially considering how many people we have that are first responders. And even beyond first responders, the diagnosis of PTSD doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anybody.
That's right.
And
no one's safe.
And exactly. And so your group, you have a very unique approach to the support model as well, because it's not a traditional everybody shares their trauma. Mm-hmm. You have a very unique focus with your group. Can you tell us about that?
Thank you. Yes. Well, we try to look at the PTG, we call it, the post-traumatic growth side of trauma. And so what we do is we try, as peers, we're just, you know, when we walk in the room, everybody is treated as equal as one. And we tend to try to help each other through by giving coping skills and tools that's worked for each other, and sharing stories. And this is about the energy, I think, that really comes into that room when people walk in and feel the welcome, that a lot of the feedback blows is humbling to hear. Like, I feel like I've come home is what we hear a lot. And
why do you think growth is such a difficult thing for somebody that's got PTSD?
Why is that something that people would need support to get through? I mean, that should be, you know, when good things start to go well, when you start to feel a little better, why does someone need support through growth?
Because I think we, just like our physical health, our mental health is so important. It should be right up there. And in the, you know, self-care world and learning all of that, I think all of that is so important.
So you guys meet at the Lantern on
yes.
Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
and it is all comers. There's no, and also I understand it's open to supporters as
yes.
well. So
yeah.
you, if there's somebody that you rely on, and you're afraid of, one of the things that happens with people with PTSD, myself included, it's really hard to go to a new place and face
yeah.
a bunch of new people.
Yeah.
So it's okay to bring a support person along, and it's all confidential. And there's an honor system that people don't share outside of the group
right.
what they hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty fantastic. The energy alone, I know with the sessions that I've gone to, there have been guest speakers. How do you
yes.
find your guest speakers?
Well, we had a fabulous one last week, actually, Kurt Hillier,
mm-hmm.
who's a veteran and a psychologist as well. And he asked what I wanted him to speak about, so I asked him to come in. Well, let's start off right at the top, and let's talk about PTSD in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback from his very informative talk that he gave with us was really great, because it really opened people's eyes up to understand that they're not alone, that the things they're feeling are validated, that their voice matters. And, you know, and that's just a big part of what that group was about too. And even like when we first started, I think we had six at our first night. Was it
six
or seven?
You
were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
And now last week, 28. So, and the numbers are continually growing.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing to be a part of that. But the Better Days is another group that used to be in town. When you mentioned like other places to
mm-hmm.
go, this was another support group that was going in the city for about 8 years. And they merged with us, which changed Pathways to Healing to Pathways to Better Days is
yeah.
that name.
And you've also merged with PTSD Buddies. The
well,
support
yes.
group that they had.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't merged with the organization.
No,
but
a lot of their people
had.
Come
yeah.
over. Yeah.
yeah.
And then we have been merging a little bit with Healing Rhythm for Vets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to partner with us on looking at, you know,
mm-hmm.
just raising the awareness as much as we can and helping and building that support
right.
more and more. And Channel, I think, would be the other one.
Partner
in tech, because we're looking at getting peer support trained.
Perfect. So one thing that I know in your research you found this as well, there's a big connection between music and mental health healing and
Absolutely.
Mental wellness.
Mm.
And that's something that you and I started talking about, I think, immediately.
Yes.
When we first connected.
I think I still have the hand drawings.
Because we met because of the podcast.
That's right.
You reached out when you heard one of my Oops podcasts, which
right.
is a mental health, you know, chat show. And within first couple of messages sent back and forth, you sent me a video of one of your original songs.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband walked past at the time, and he went, "Who is that?" I said, "This is Grace Shears." Like, oh my God. Oh my God. And it's funny how our path, you know, kind of keeps intertwining back together.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps bringing us back into the same room. So I'm really, really honored that you're here. And I'm looking forward to you playing a couple of tunes here, because there's a whole other side to Grace Shears. And I love what you're doing in the community. I love what you're providing for other people. But in your own self-care and in your own, you know, healing journey and in helping other people as well, because the music connects with so many people, you are a fantastic musician.
Oh, thank you.
And I know you struggled to call yourself that.
Mm.
So tell me about
that. I still
that.
Get a big lump when you look at me and say that. I'm
oh, my God. But this is like... If we could tell, so sometimes people, if you could just get into somebody's head and say, "This is what we see," most of mental health issues would disappear.
Mm.
But that's not it. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, it lies to us. And it tells
yeah.
us things that, oh my God, it tells us really ugly things that are just not true. And
yeah.
I think music is one way to connect with other people, because it's pretty undeniable. When you play a tune that you've written that came from your heart and somebody comes up and says, "That song spoke to me."
Yeah.
It's connecting, and it's a different language. So that's one thing that I have found with your group especially. There's a musical component to it where you are speaking this different language, and you might not be able to express what happened to you last week or what happened to you 20 years ago.
Mm.
But when you write a song about it, it's like a safer thing. It speaks to people in a different language, I think. Yeah. And you are really, really great at that. And you've got some really great tunes. I'm not sure how many we're going to get. I'd like to do all of them. So we're going to have you back. But we are. Tell me about what song you're planning on. What's your first tune that you're going to do for us today?
I'd like to do Walking My Way Home, Our Way Home. I'm still working on the name of it, so it's a work in progress. But this one is a song because of the, like, when you mention the music in the group, it has a big part. I want it to be always a part of our circles when we go and gather. And it raises the vibration, you know, so much on that energy level. And this song is called Walking Your Way Home, which is not only walking our, like, I feel everybody, and you mentioned crisscrossing paths, mm-hmm. and when you say that, that's what I picture, that we are walking our way home to ourselves and our healing journey, along with to our inner source being, God, Buddha.
Whatever you call it, it's in there. There's a higher self.
Whatever you call it.
There's something, yeah. There's a higher person. There's a bigger calling. There's a higher person in all of us. And I feel like when I write, I feel like it's not coming from me. I feel like it's coming from, you know, that ideal self. This is a thing in psychology that everybody has this ideal self. And when you go shopping and you pick out an outfit, you're picking out an outfit for your ideal self.
Yes.
And I feel like music is something that helps you access that person that you were meant to be. That all the other crap that happens to you in the run of a day, in the run of a lifetime, it holds you back from being that true self. And music is that way to get back to who you really are. And yeah. I think you well absolutely said. Thank you. You absolutely glow when you perform. And one of the downsides to radio is that you can't actually be in this room. But I can tell you, I'm so excited to hear this song from you. So
really,
it's an honor. It's an honor to be here.
Thank
with you
for you guys asking me to be on.
Oh my God,
it is an honor for me too.
It was the first on top of our list. So, so this song is called "Walking Our Way Home."
Yes. Yeah.
So many pathways, which way do we turn? Walking our way back home to you. Those signs around us, telling us we're enough. Walking our way back home to you. Your light shines so bright. Nice walking our way back home to you. Walking our way home, walking our way home, walking our way home back to you. You're walking your way home, I'm walking my way home. We're walking our way home back to you, back to you. Walking our way back home to you. We'll make this earth a better place with so much ease and grace. Walking our way back home to you. Your light shines so bright, even in the darkest nights. Walking our way back home to you. Walking our way home, you're walking your way home. We're walking our way home back to you. You're walking your way home, I'm walking my way home. We're walking our way home back to you.
I might need a minute. Grace, that was fantastic. Tell me about writing that. Tell me about your writing process. What was the, does it, how long did it take you to write that song?
That song took about 10 minutes. Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm hearing that the good ones take, they sometimes they are a laborious effort and they take weeks and weeks, and I've heard other ones are just a gift that just come through in 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Were you, was it late at night? Were you having trouble sleeping?
It was after group, which sometimes a lot of inspiration comes in for me.
Yep.
And somebody had said, you know what, thank you so much. I'm glad we're walking home together. We're walking. And I'm like, oh, that's a song.
Yeah.
I said, you just inspired a song. I'll be right back. So I went and wrote it and I went back. She's like, what the?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
that's how it happens.
That's how that one came. Yeah.
And so do you play that at group? Do you bring your guitar to group, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I play different ones. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I find a song that I want to keep playing inspirational ones.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I can there. But a lot of times we have some great musicians that come through, like yourself, and play some of their original work and some covers. And and it really enhances the experience, I think.
Now, I remember a story about you from when we first met, that you were playing at Nia on the Rock.
Oh, yes.
And I remember the description was just that sometimes when you play in a pub or a coffee house, people aren't always 100% engaged and they're wrapped up in their own worlds. And what a pleasure it was for you to play at the Nia sessions, because it was a captive, absolutely enthralled audience. And it was like singing lullabies to grown-ups.
It was the best ever. They're all on the floor lying down with blankets covered over them and listening quite contently.
Yeah. And that's something that, that's a pretty, so it was funny that's how someone described you to me before we met. And so to get a message from you was like, oh my God, seriously. she's such a big deal. And you are. Tell me about the writing process for you as a songwriter, because you do covers, you do some covers. Tell me about the process of writing your own stuff. What comes first? Is it the words or the music or both? Or what's your process?
I think it's been each different situation is different, I find.
Yeah.
So like one time I was there and I was trying to learn another song, and then I got, for myself, I learned it all by ear, the guitar.
Yep.
And so I used to use the capo to go and try to find it, to hear the sound. And I was trying to learn this song that was, and I can't even remember what one it was now. And then I came up with the melody, and then I'm like, oh, well, I like that. And then I'm like, okay, now, and then I put words to it. So a lot of times it's the word, then they kind of follow together, it feels
Absolutely.
Like. You know, like the words would be, like I've had stuff written from years ago, and there's no music to it. But now, when I'm doing it, I find that they kind of come quite close. So it could be the music first, and then the words are like, oh, and then it's like the story comes out, you know, or it's...
Tell me how much easier that gets as you... Because I keep going back to this, music is a language, and when you teach somebody to make a certain sound come out of a violin or a mandolin or ukulele or guitar, it gives them this ability that things are able to come through at 4 o'clock in the morning when you can't sleep, but it also comes through your hands. You've been taking, your guitar technique has been like, oh my God, you're it just growing by leaps and bounds. And so you have a mentor here in town, right?
Yes, Adam Russo. He's been, I've been getting some guitar lessons. That was part of my self-care this year. So I'm going to take some guitar lessons, and he's been great. He's from Ontario.
He's
a classical guitarist.
He's amazing.
And we actually met him at a
Kelly Russell session.
Quote on slow jam. My butt.
And I couldn't keep up. So Kelly Russell was actually my fiddle teacher now.
Oh, amazing.
Because that was part of my self-care for for the year. And for the new year. And actually, we just started just before the new year started. I would sit so close to Kelly Russell that it sounded like my fiddle was making the noise that was coming out of his. And then one night, I didn't get there early enough, and I sat really far away and was like, yeah, I need some lessons. But that language that's coming out is like, once you get past the sheet music and all that stuff, it starts, this thing just starts flowing from your hands, and you're connecting with the people who wrote those songs decades and decades ago.
Beautiful.
And it's like this, you know, it's like time travel. You're telling a feeling that you had at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning out in your place, and it's, you know, it evokes that in other people. It's such a beautiful.
It is.
I'm gonna keep calling it a language because that's how it feels. I feel like I've learned a new language at such a, you know, advanced age.
You know what? And I do not hear Ron Hines or think of Ron Hines without you.
Oh, wow. Well,
there's
honored.
No one, yeah, because when you've done some of his covers and you've done it, like, there's a, you are my go-to.
Wow.
In my mind. So you've done brilliant on that yourself.
Let me
so
tell you
pat
about Ron.
Yourself on the back.
Let me tell you about Ron Hines. This is not a Ron Hines story. This is me interpreting something that happened. I had a friend step up and I offered to record, well, thanks to my partner who called and asked him to do it, but he agreed. And I said, because I had written this song, I had a terrible 42nd birthday and couldn't sleep. And I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and for the first time in my life wrote a song. And it was okay. Brought it to group, you know, people in the group were very supportive.
Yes, and we
then
were very blessed to hear that. That was your first time playing it, wasn't it?
First time,
in front
yes.
of people.
Yes. Lovely. And it was such an honor. Everybody was so supportive. And then, so that coming up later that week, I was recording it with our buddy Sean Panting, and who calls me a musician, which is the greatest honor of my life. Mm. So I didn't have a bridge. I kind of found it a little clunky. And I didn't have a bridge. And I was up, you know, the night before I was going to record with Sean, and I just thought, oh my God, Ron Hines, if you're out there, buddy, if you're listening, I need a good bridge. I need to stop thinking. I need to stop overthinking. I need a bridge. And I'm not saying he was in the room with me because, you know, I think he was.
Yeah. Well,
I think there's an inspiration when you can tap into that, being honest about who we are and where we are and what actually happens to us. Because he was unapologetic about the stories he told. And that was the advice. I'd never had him as a mentor, but I've heard from lots of other people who did. And he said, write what you know, which is, you know, that's classic stuff. But when you look at what Ron wrote, it was like, that was real honest stuff. He told some real hard stories. Mm. And, you know, when you put it to music, you can say just about anything.
Yeah.
Right?
But so you pulled it together right nice then after that asking to Ron for help?
It showed up. All I know is that I physically was sitting on my couch watching the, you know, the blue light come in through the window because it was almost daylight. And I said, Ron, buddy, it's not coming. I had pages upon pages of like, nope, this doesn't work. And I said, Ron, if you're out there, buddy, if you're listening, I need some help. And within a couple of minutes, it just flowed. And the bridge was like, oh, wow, I actually like that. And then the next day, recorded it with Sean. And then
beautiful.
I was on. Yeah. And it was, it's one of those things that, like, I don't know where it came from. It doesn't even sound like me anymore. Well, thanks. I'm very proud of you, too. And we've been kind of talking about, one of the things we've kind of been talking about with Mulberry Creek is, you know, we want to take it out. Like, once we write these songs and stuff, their whole process is you got to get it out. I have an album in mind. I know what it's going to look like, but it doesn't exist yet.
No.
Like, the song, I'm like, how am I supposed to get there? I don't know. Well, I'll just write some songs, probably.
Yeah, keep enjoying it.
It is. And having the, it takes a little bit of courage. Who am I kidding? It takes a lot of courage to share a new song that you wrote yourself with somebody. And the people closest to you are the hardest ones to share it with.
I know.
Because it's intimate.
Yeah.
I can say stuff to my partner, my co-host here that, you know, in music that I don't know if I could say to him in person.
Mm.
But you put a guitar in my hands and all of a sudden I'm,
you
know,
can do it.
I can really pour my guts out. So it's learning a brand new thing. And I think one of the things that opened up for me, it's so funny. I keep going back to, we lost a son 7 years ago. Mm. And his name was going to be, when we thought we were having a girl, his name was Grace.
Yeah.
And then we found out he was a boy, and we called him Joe Grayson. And so I keep going back to how, when someone mentioned you to me, I was like, that's my Grace. That's my Grace right there. This is life telling me, you get another chance. It's not over. You've got lots of life left to live. PTSD is not the end. It's just the beginning. And you were a person who opened that idea up to me, that there's growth from PTSD. There's growth from these traumatic events that opens you up to stuff that you might have never ever tapped into if those bad things hadn't happened. I'm not saying bad things are, you know, hopefully they never ever happen, but when they do, when you're fed that dish, you know, it's nice to be able to make something beautiful out of it. And I think you do that. I think you really make a safe space for people to express themselves and be who they are.
Thank you.
I've seen people grow in that group that are, you know, with the transformation that happens in that room is phenomenal.
And
I'm glad you're growing. Do you have plans for what's going to happen? You said it's up to 29 people now. Do you have plans for what happens when it grows beyond the size of that room?
We're actually outgrow the library.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're now in the cafeteria.
Wow.
And the plans And I just put in recently for a grant to get some funding.
Yep.
So, and we have gathered what we call a team of angels. There's a number of us that kind of help keep the group as it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you talk about going to a group that you're not familiar with and that, we have somebody that meets you at the door and they walk you into the room so you're not going in alone. So we're just trying to be mindful of all those different pieces and little helpers like that help. And we have some admins on the page because our Facebook group had 444 people to Monday before Christmas.
Wow.
And we're at 1730 or something now.
And where are they from? Where are you finding these people?
All over the world. We're having people reach out to us from Ohio, New York, everywhere. UK.
So the model that you've created here for that group and what happens there is growing, and the word's getting out about it, it sounds like.
So we're going to get that grant that I applied for, what we proposed, is so that we could all get some training of that team of angels in peer support, mental health first aid, psychological first aid, assist, whatever tools that we can, you know.
So you call it the team of angels, and of course, is that the lantern? So just to dispel any myths about the lantern, because I know people have kind of they've known it for a long, long time. There is no religious affiliation.
Oh gosh, no,
none whatsoever. We have
meditation.
Don't need to be,
that's one of the great things I find that we kind of like about the group that we've built there, is that we do keep it so open and try to keep it. Like, we don't saturate it with anything, but we introduce stuff. Last night I gave out gratitude rocks. So that, and the concept of them is to put three things into it that you're grateful for, put it in your pocket, and if you get in a stressed out time, haul the rock out and remember those gratitude moments. So, it's everything.
So if somebody only went to one session, and this is kind of the premise too, that to talk about me again, but when we do the mental health podcast, it's that if somebody tunes in for a few minutes, they might get a nugget that might make their life a tiny little bit better. Yeah. And I feel like that's what your group also does, is you have meditations from time to time, you have things like the gratitude rocks, you have different activities, you have guest speakers who come in, and if you only went to one session, you would walk away with at least one tool in your toolbox that you didn't have before that can make your life. Because let's face it, this is not a slam against Eastern Health or the healthcare system at all. But realistically, when you're in a bind here in this province and elsewhere, if you can find support in your own community, in your own world, you're going to have a leg up on a lot of things, because those wait lists, even though they're claiming that they don't exist, they are very, very, they do exist. And most people, you don't hear from them again when they go looking for help, because they, we get a notice in the paper shortly after that someone passed away suddenly. That's the reality. There's too many people dying by their own hand with after PTSD. It's a hard road, and when you can reach people in your community, the isolation, I think, is one of the things that kills people. Not knowing that what you're feeling is normal and that there's other people who understand is toxic, and you're just you're changing the discourse, you're changing how people talk about it, and they're coming away with new language. Post-traumatic growth alone is changing the language. So
we're having some come in and say that even after one visit that changed their lives.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's humbling. When all we're doing is providing a safe space and love and light, basically, that's what we're offering to people who
might have never ever experienced that.
How many hugs?
When you think about that, and I know you also have something. You mentioned hugs. That you have a little project going on where if you're not a hugger, and some of us aren't, and some days I'm not, but you have a little project in the works to make sure that someone, if you don't want to get hugged. Tell me about that.
Well,
I love this idea.
You know, the hello on the name tag. Instead of having hello, I'd like to get it custom made, and one says hugger, and the other one says high fiver.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my children, and this is not, neither one of my children have PTSD, they're very young, but one of them's a hugger, one of them's a high fiver. And that's really hard to get through, because this is the stuff that we've grown up with, that you have to hug everybody.
Yeah.
And you don't. No. Sometimes you don't feel like hugging people, but you want to be there for the energy, you want to be there for the sharing, and to be giving people that language to say, if you don't want that tonight, it's okay.
Yeah.
It just gets the grassroots of permission, consent, that when you've been through something traumatic, you don't know that somebody, maybe that's the first time they've ever been validated. That's the first time they've, like you said, that I brought a song in. I had never written a song before in my life, and I brought it to the group and got a good response. Like, that's permission to be my true self and to see that there's a lot coming after the diagnosis. And you don't have to be diagnosed. You can look up a lot of people diagnose themselves.
Yeah.
You don't need a doctor's note to say this person has PTSD to attend those groups. And wow, we came in to talk about your music, and I thought we'd kind of skim over the pathways to healing thing, and here we are, almost out of time. This is, Grace, you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back and do this again, because is amazing. And there's such a connection with the mental health piece and what you do, and I just hope that you find as much joy in your music as we do.
Oh, I do.
Because it's a very healing thing, and I'm glad you're sharing it, and I want to see more. I want to see the first album. So do you have any gigs? Do you have any plans? Like, tell me what put it out to the universe. Where's your next What do you want to hope? What do you want to see in your music career next as a musician? Because you are a musician.
I don't know. Just gathering more musicians that are on the same path of wanting to raise mental awareness and raise the bar and get rid of that stigma.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of great musicians. There's a lot of great songwriters who wrote some amazing, powerful songs.
Oh, yeah. And to be able to share.
And being able to share.
I know there is some talk at the Folk Festival this year that there is talk about having a mental health area or focus where the musicians who are there performing, because it's a pretty stressful thing to be doing.
It is.
I know the ECMAs a couple of years ago brought in their first mental health initiative so that there was services there for the musicians. The ECMAs, of course, are here this year as well. But the Folk Festival this summer, there is rumors going around. I might have started some of them. That there's a, because there's a push. The connection between mental health and musicians is
huge
to ignore anymore. Yeah. And we need to make sure we're supporting these people who are helping so many others. And thank you for the work that you do. And so we are going to finish out this Mulberry Creek Hour with another tune from Grace. Grace, what's your next tune going to be?
I guess I'll do the one that I wrote to honor fellow veterans called Carry On Soldier.
Perfect.
And it's kind of a bit, it was inspired by a friend of mine who is a veteran that went through very severe PTSD and was on CBC a few years back and quite emotional talking about it. And from it made me wonder, like, where do we all belong, you know? Where do we belong? Because a lot of the pieces, even what from the hospitals and all these programs you can go through, people are going through programs and coming out, where do they go?
Exactly.
Back to their same environment.
Exactly.
That don't know what, it's like, I'm going to go learn Chinese and go back in there and they're going to understand me. It don't work that way,
It's a broken system.
Yeah.
It's a broken system, and the ingredients that lead into a PTSD diagnosis later in life is a lot of times it's a broken system that put the ingredients in place for the PTSD diagnosis. So you're absolutely right. It reaches, it's like a, you know, they got tentacles that it reaches out. So so this one is, this is Grace Shears, and this one is called
Carry On Soldier.
Carry on, soldier. Carry on. Night winds are blowing, flags are folded. Here comes the dawn. Heroes in hiding, all innocence gone. No hope for tomorrow, wrapped up in sorrow, barely holding on. Where do we belong? Is this the end of our song? Remember us well as we rot here in hell. Where do we belong? Gaps in the system, no place to go. Hands from a stranger, hope for tomorrow, seeds to be sown. Stronger together, never walking alone. Building foundations, knocking down walls, healing our souls. Where do we belong? Is this the end of our song? Remember us well as we rot here in hell. Where
All right, so that was Grace Shears, and
Thanks again, Grace, for coming in. Yeah, it was fantastic. That, of course, happened. That interview was conducted before the self-isolation stuff happened.
Right. So as seamless as this may sound, that was a pre-recorded interview. We are self-isolating.
Yes, absolutely. As you should. And you should also wash your hands and let's stay home until this thing passes. And go out only when it's absolutely necessary. And let's get through this.
And check us out on Facebook. The Mulberry Creek Hour on Facebook. And if you want to participate in the online open mic, go to the Oops Coffeehouse group on Facebook.
Join the group.
Join the group.
Step one is join the group. Step two is to hit the Facebook live. Make sure you have the Facebook app on your phone. That is the easiest way
to
go live.
And we will see you at the open mic.
We'll see you at the open mic. And of course, as always, if you would like to be a guest, we can interview you remotely from anywhere in the world. And we can listen to a couple of your tunes and interview you from anywhere in the world. So get in touch on the Mulberry Creek Hour Facebook page. Thanks again to CHMR for giving us a shot at something that we have been wanting to do for years and years and years. And also having a platform to share the tunes that we're writing is also pretty fantastic.
And if you're into podcasts, check us out on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Podcasts, Libsyn website on your browser. Just find us. We're everywhere. And we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.